This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, well, well. Here we are once again, we, all of us collectively, Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, overviewing all of the top 10 stories this week for us, the charts for the week of September 26th through the 30th, the people who are on that list, and our anecdotal ideas with regard to some of the stories and some of the things going on in the world of news talk radio. So, Michael, why don't you take it away with the lists?
Yes, we're going to dote on the anecdotals, and here we are. Can you believe the end of September already? Wow.
Oh, my God. Yes.
We have number 10, we have the anthem protests that are spreading around the sports world and the country. Major League Baseball playoff push and NFL action, best time of year for sports. At number 9, we have soaring U.S. homicide rate. At number 8, Wells Fargo. Fargo scandal fallout. The death of statesman Shimon Peres in Israel at number 7. Number 6, the 9/11 bill override. At number 5, we have the South Carolina teen shooter, and that's tied with the Houston shooter, injuring 9. At number 4, we have the Syrian civil war, and that's tied with U.S.-Russia tensions, which, of course, ties into that to a degree. At number 3, the New Jersey train crash that happened this week. At number 2, police shooting in Southern California and the aftermath of the shooting in Charlotte. And at number 1, we're still talking about the presidential race. We're still talking about the debate that took place at the beginning of the week. On the People Survey, we have football player Colin Kaepernick, who has started a movement. As a matter of fact, the only movement he's really doing this year has been that movement. He hasn't played much. At number 9, we have John Kerry, Shimon Peres at 8. At number 7, Gary Johnson. Oh. At number number 6...
Shame.
Yeah. It's crazy. Bill Clinton at number 5, Bashar al-Assad. At number 4, Vladimir Putin. At number 3, Barack Obama. Number 2, Hillary Clinton. Number 1, Donald Trump. You know, Gary Johnson is, it's sort of like he's living a nightmare.
Well, you know, this year is like someone from another planet came down and said, find me the most disconnected, the least qualified, worst people you can possibly come up with a run for president, and let's put them all on a stage together. Gary Johnson, nice fellow, and maybe have been a good governor, but he's not. The guy who's running with him would be a fabulous. Of all the people who are on the stage, from all of the various circumstances, the one who would be the best president, in my estimation, is Bill Weld.
Well, you and I both know that because you and I, of most of the people, you know, involved in this, have lived in Massachusetts when he was the governor.
Yeah, he was the best governor I can remember in modern times. He really was. He was able to get things done. He and Bill Clinton became great friends because Clinton saw what was going on in Massachusetts, and he said, hey, I want to steal your ideas. Yeah. And he did. There were 4 or 5 major federal programs that came strictly, the verbiage even, came from the Massachusetts bills that were passed.
What went wrong with William Weld? What happened?
He left the race, then
he ran against, didn't he run against Kerry for Senate?
Oh, he did that, right.
Which was a foolish move.
Awful, silly.
And then he lost that. Then I think he wound up running for governor of another state. I just think he made some bad political decisions in terms of his own career.
Yeah, he did. He could have been a contender. He's a blue blood, never has to worry about where his next meal came from. After that, he became a lawyer and a lobbyist for some big New York law firm. I've forgotten who it was. But that's what most of these guys do when they're looking for something to do. I want to go back to Shimon Peres. I've been to Israel 4 times. One of them, and the most memorable trip may have been with you, when you and I went together, and it's been at least 10 years.
Yes.
If not more than that.
More than 10 years now.
More than 10 years. And do you remember, I think it was with you.
We met him at the Knesset.
Yeah. He just sort of said, he was president, he was prime minister, but he was always a member of the Knesset. He was there every day. That was his whole life. That was what he did.
That was his senior center.
Yeah. And he walked over to us and sort of he introduced himself. Do you remember? And wanted to know if he could help us.
How can I
know if he could help us?
Yeah, he was like a page.
Yeah, right.
It was. It's so different there. Of course, remember we had to go through. We had to go through hoops to get into the Knesset.
Right.
And once we were inside, it was like being at a social center.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all walking around.
I can remember. It's like there was a little set of steps, and we were near the railing before we went in to interview Netanyahu. Remember, I mean, this like night and day stuff coming back to me as if it was yesterday.
Well, you and I sat with Netanyahu all by himself in his office and interviewed him.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean, we were on the cover of Talkers.
Yeah. Yeah. But and it shows you how much different government is in circumstances like that versus the pomp and circumstance. Have you seen that new, new Kiefer Sutherland program, Designated Survivor?
I have not.
If you haven't seen it, see it. And you'll know why I'm bringing it up now in connection to the discussion of Shimon Peres and what goes on at the Knesset, because there's a whole different level of what we see and think about our Congress and the buildings that they're in versus the Knesset. The Knesset is a very unassuming building on the top of a hill in downtown Tel Aviv. And it's but if you drove by it, you wouldn't think... You wouldn't know what it was.
It's like an office building. It's like a modern office building.
Yes.
But then again, in Israel, I went to see Tippi was her name. She was when she was the head of defense, and she was one of the hot contenders for prime minister. And we went to her office, and it was like in an office building.
Yeah.
It was like, I want to see,
There's no protection there for politicians like there is here.
Well,
really.
On one level, they have the best security in the world. On the other level,
they
just
don't need
mingle.
It. Right. Yeah, right.
It's very strange.
Yeah, it is. And by the way, the two different, or there's more than two different, there's a number of different parties. They don't get along at all. They are really, over here, it looks like so much show. Some of the time, except I think that Ryan and Pelosi don't like each other much. But, it's a lot of it is just show. As example, Trump walking out on stage and taking Mrs. Clinton's arm and shaking it and how are you, nice to see you, yada, yada, yada. I mean, these people have known. That was about as staged and rehearsed. These people have known each other for 30 years.
Yeah.
They have been friends. They've been social. It's not like they're strangers to each other.
Yeah.
But then they have to play this role and take out the shots. I will tell you, Michael, if Trump, I'm backing away from any sort of interest in him at all, but if he goes down that road and takes the Bill Clinton...
Now, is he in trouble?
I just think that's
it's
the dumbest thing he could possibly
do,
because it has nothing to do with her. Most people have sympathy for her. In that circumstance.
Trump has got to just play it straight and hope for the best.
Yeah.
That's all. He just put his foot in his mouth too many times at that first debate.
And then you look at her, the way she walked up on the stage, I don't know if you watched it or not, on the platform, you could tell something. She's walking very slowly, very deliberately, and not very steadily. People say, she has, she had pneumonia, and that's true. But there's something else about her walk that doesn't make me comfortable, frankly.
I don't see it, but I understand.
Yeah,
to me, she's walking like a person who's 70 years old who's got aches and pains.
Yeah, I walk like a person who's 70 years old.
We don't see it in ourselves, but we see it in others.
Maybe that's it. There's a very interesting observation. That's a great observation. Michael Harrison, who's one of the great Americans, here as the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, going through our talk topics this week at 15 past the hour. This is The Countdown.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
Well, have no fear. Staples is here. We can print same or next day.
Wow. Oh, but my budget has me handcuffed.
Well, right now, get 20% back in rewards on all cover printing, brochures, flyers, even signs.
Staples guy, you're my hero.
I prefer Prince Charming. You know, Prince, because of our color printing.
Yep, I got it.
Get 20% back in rewards on all color printing. Staples. Make more happen.
Instant 2916 exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through October 1st, earn 1,000 Plenty points when you spend $30 on select P&G products. See RiteAid.com and circular for details.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get long sleeve tees for her, just $6.99. Toddlers tops and bottoms, only $4.99. It's the lowest prices of the season at Kohl's. The big one bath towel is only $2.99. And select kitchen electrics are just $4.99 after mail-in rebate. Stock up, save big, and get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. It's the lowest prices of the season. Going on now at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Guys, we know you're ready for some new jeans this fall, and JCPenney's got you covered with great deals on your favorite pair of Levi's. Hurry in and find Guys Levi's 514 straight fit jeans for only $34.99. That's the lowest price you'll see all season. Or starting Thursday, come in and get 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items throughout the store. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, valid 9/29 to 10/2. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. 20% offer subject to credit approval. Season refers to time period from 9/6 to 10/24. Check JCP.com or your Thursday newspaper for coupon and details. Offers and coupons do not apply.
All right, back to our discussion here on the countdown of the hot hits, the stories. And just below the surface, shall we say, a countdown extra, is the story of the European Space Agency, the Rosetta spacecraft. Remember that?
Yes.
Traveled 4 billion miles over the past 10 years to land on Comet 67P.
That's a good one.
And, yes, it is a good comet. Yep. If I'm going to a comet, I want to go to 67P.
Yeah.
So it's there to measure things and bring back data to the Earth. It's not like we have a satellite that's out there on its way to a comet that we've never seen, but it's going to actually land on the comet and get samples and then come back to Earth with the samples from the comet. Not a comet. It's not a comet.
It's an asteroid.
An asteroid, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know how much different one is from the other. It's all space stuff.
It really has to do with what they're made of and the orbits that they have. They're similar. Comets are terribly dangerous.
Oh, my God. This stuff, the speed that they travel, of this, it's more space, it's natural space junk versus the stuff that we've created that's floating around our atmosphere. But it's junk, space junk.
One of the biggest dangers of space travel is hitting things.
Yes.
And you can hit a pea-sized item, and it could destroy your ship if you're going fast enough.
Right, go fast enough. And some of these, we used to think, remember when we talked about how can anything go 18,000 miles an hour, which is what they, that's the speed they travel around the Earth, these satellites. But when you get into moving into outer space like this, these things are traveling at sometimes 200,000-300,000 miles an hour. And you can't even imagine. But there's no resistance because there's no atmosphere. So once they get free of the gravity of the Earth, they just go.
And you can't even tell they're moving if there's nothing near them.
No, right. Exactly. It just looks like... you ever see the space station?
Yeah.
In the early morning hours, I've been seeing it earlier this week. It's pretty fascinating to watch it move. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
We use mobile. mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Here we are, 23 after the hour now, continuation of the Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, going through the stories and the people, the discussions that have taken place. There is a Talkers-sponsored debate, I suppose that's of talk show hosts, that's coming up in a week or two at Hillsdale College with people from the left and the right. This would make a great podcast. I can imagine that you're going to post it as a podcast. Yes,
we're going to video record it. It'll be cool. It'll be it's on October 14th, Friday in D.C. If anybody's interested, you know, contact us at talkers.com. It's free.
Yeah.
Open to the public, and it'll be a bunch of lefties and righties and middlies banging it out over the election, and I'm going to moderate it. I'm kind of nervous about it, Doug.
Well, in this circumstance, though, isn't this really what the day-to-day? You put together a stellar cast of people who are very political, left and right, and successful on the radio doing this. I wonder sometimes when you do these things. They're used to having control on their own radio programs. They have control. You get into a situation like this, and they lose control. So are they as good when they don't have control?
Well, nobody is as good when they don't have control. But they've been in situations. A lot of these guys have been talking heads on network debates, you know, where they're on the screen with two other guys, and they're all banging each other. So most of these guys are used to it.
As an aside, what do you think of that sort of... It's not much of it on the radio now, but it's a lot of it on television. What do you think of
I don't like it. Yeah. I don't like it. I think it reduces serious issues to silly, slogans and talking points. And there's a lot of insincerity, too. I do think a lot of the people that go on these shows do so to get their faces and voices on TV and don't really even mean what they're saying, because they won't put you on if you're thoughtful. See, I don't do those anymore. I used to do them until they started to push me into taking a position and then debating.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be famous for that.
No. I found myself, when I did it a little bit, I found myself at odds with my listeners, because my listeners aren't used to hearing me do the sorts of things that you said it very well. I remember being on a show with Bill O'Reilly on Fox, and they try to push you into a corner. And I remember doing it on a couple of other, but the most notable one I remember was that night when they were trying to make me say stuff that I didn't want to say or didn't have any real reason to say, but just say it because it's theater.
Yeah, for the sake of the theater, as opposed to, you know, trying to get you to admit something. There's a difference. You know, just, well, we'll say it anyway because that way we'll have a show.
Yeah, right. And
not good. Not good.
It just doesn't help, I don't think, people to understand what's really going on. And the more you look at some of this stuff on our story list, I was thinking this earlier on about how it always is so negative. And somebody sent me an email not long ago, a couple of weeks ago. Why are the stories always so negative? Well, we're not deciding what the stories are. We're just picking from what's available. So if you want to have a discussion of that, you need to go into the deeper psyche of Americans or human beings as to why this sort of thing appeals to people. Discussing these things, like the train crash in New Jersey, the police shootings, that sort of thing, the scandals.
Well, it's the nature of news. The nature of news is to talk about common problems as opposed to celebrating the joys of life. I mean, I mean, Christmas, we do that. There's holidays. But you know, journalism and news generally leans toward the negative. It's when it overleans toward the negative for the sake of sensationalism, then it becomes very dangerous. But news that goes out of its way to be bright and positive and avoid the negative is more dangerous than negative news.
Say that again?
Good time news is more dangerous than negative news.
All right, let's talk about that. That's a concept I want to talk about in a matter of moments. It's 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. It's college football season, which also means it's tailgating season. Whether you're a current student or loyal alumnus, travel to support your team with this budget-friendly tip.
Aaron and I love going to our alma mater football games at Ole Miss with family and friends. We're lucky that it's close enough to drive, but for away games, we pack up the car and take a road trip, which gives us a chance to explore a new city.
For our tailgating adventures and to maximize our travel budget, we love to use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card because we earn 3% cash back at gas stations. We also earn 2% cash back at grocery stores and now at wholesale clubs for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback. I'm Taylor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed, and the price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Best information about talk radio is here on our weekly talk radio countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We neither of us show any sign of slowing down. We're trying to listen to our natural body rhythm, and we connect ourselves to the universe every week. Have been doing this for a long time. We know what's going on. We move to the rhythm. We groove to the talk.
Listen to you. I'm just dancing around the studio here. People don't realize that while I'm talking to you, I'm dancing.
Yes. You know, one of the other, I'm sort of taking this outside of the realm of these items this week because, personally, you can take over if you want. I find all of this stuff abhorrent. I can't find anything good in the presidential race, frankly. The shootings, the civil war in the Middle East, the train crash. My God, all of this stuff. Do something.
Yeah. So once we go through all of these things, I try to give all of us a chance to look at the other side. Excuse me. And as I do, I think about Vin Scully. Here's a story and a half that is a major focus of a lot of sports talk radio programs as the week comes to an end. Here's a guy who started in Brooklyn with the Dodgers as a pup broadcaster in his 20s. And now 60 some odd years later, he's been with the Dodger organization, I think it's 64, 66 years, something like that.
Yeah.
He's going to do his last broadcast this weekend at the age of 86 or 87 or something like that.
Yeah.
And he doesn't really want to stop, but his wife's health is not good, and he wants to make sure that he's taking care of her.
Yeah, plus it was hard for him to go on the road for a while.
Yeah,
he stopped doing road shows, road games.
Right. Yeah, yeah. But think of your career, my career, or it doesn't make a difference whether you're into radio or you're a tree warden or, you know, whatever you do, doing it for 66 years, and at the end of your game, you are highly regarded, more highly maybe than anybody else in the business, and maybe you are better. At this point in your life than you have ever been, the attention given to the accolades, good Lord.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a blessing for him, and it's very rare for anybody to stay in one job for that long, especially mm-hmm. today. Mm-hmm. I mean, being in a business is one thing, being in an industry, but staying in one job.
Yeah.
What a skewed view of the world. Whenever I meet people who've been in one job for like 20, 30 years, they don't understand. They may be great people, but they don't understand what it's like for most people who have to bounce from job to job or worry about their security.
Yeah.
They have a certain bliss about them, an ignorant bliss about them when it comes to talking about job security. Have you ever noticed that?
I did. I do, yes. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
You know.
Yep, yeah. Another one who deserves maybe a tip of the hat is David Ortiz, who known in Boston, but I think around the league, most people know who Ortiz is, and he's finishing his career, although I've been wondering why. He's been playing good baseball this year. Why did he feel like he needed to retire? He's not, how old is he, 41, 42, something
I think
like
he
that?
Knows, I think he knows his own limitations. I think that he he says, I've played long enough. I'm not going to miss it. Mm-hmm. The guy's made a boatload of money.
Yeah,
he's the only guy I've ever seen who used the F-bomb on national television, and everybody forgave him for it. I mean that tells you this guy walks on water. He lives a charmed life. They have a store next to Fenway Park that only deals in Big Poppy tchotchkes.
Yes, right. Yep.
I mean,
yeah.
He's an industry.
He really is.
I went to see a Red Sox game a few weeks ago. My one out of every 5 years, I go to like a ball game or something.
Yeah.
And when he's in the batter's box and ready to go, he stands there like a god. Like a god. I had a really good seats courtesy of the local radio station, and wow, I mean, you talk about guys having blessed lives. Imagine making millions and millions of dollars, being a god wherever you go, and the hardest thing you do is play a game.
I know it.
I mean, come on.
Well, people say that about us. Look at you guys have to work. You just talk. There's no work involved in this. What's the big deal? You sit in front of a microphone for 3 hours. You try it. Pal.
And put your best foot forward. I mean, you can call it in and play records and, you know, read liner notes. But doing this kind of thing where every word counts and you could destroy your life with one wrong, you know, uttering.
All right, let's go back to something you said a few minutes ago, if I may.
Yeah, good news.
We were talking about good news and how it's more dangerous than bad news. And if you didn't hear that, give people a little oversight.
Basically, real journalism tends to focus on the negative. And this is borne out by looking at countries that are run by totalitarian regimes where they control the media and dictatorships. They don't run bad news. They talk about how everything is good to keep the people happy. A natural consequence of free speech and freedom of the press is to say things that are pointing out problems in the society. So when it gets very negative, sometimes you say, my gosh, this is depressing. And when they do it for the sake of selling papers, getting eyeballs, eardrums, things like that, build up audiences, you know, that's not good. But the opposite side of that spectrum is let's just do good news. Let's avoid this negative stuff. Let's build people up, make them feel good. That's very destructive to a free society.
to have it only one way or another.
Yeah, if you have to have it one or the other, I take the bad news.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, when somebody says to you, I got good news and bad news, which you want first? Don't you always say, tell me the bad news first?
Yeah,
I want to hear what's bad.
End it with the good news.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Human nature.
It's all human nature.
Learned about it in this way. It's really a fabulous overview, Frank. And that's what is so real about this. And the people that have been doing the conversational radio programs the best for the number of years. We go back to our friend Joy Brown, who passed away last month, and all the things that we've said about her. But she really did understand, and as well at the end as she did at the beginning or any time during her career, what it was that motivated people to want to listen to a good conversation. And that's really all this is, hopefully. We're good at conversation. And if you're good on the air, you're going to be good off the air, or vice versa. How many people do you know who do this for a living who really can't hold a conversation with anybody when they're off the air?
Me. I hate when people talk to me about the stuff that's on the air. It's like, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, I don't want to talk about what's on the air. I just want to have a conversation. I want to talk about stuff that's going on that's fun. Actually, for example, this week, the state of Colorado has said they're going to pass new regulations that give edible pot a new look because people are becoming confused buying brownies and cookies and other edibles. They don't know whether they have pot in them or not. Yeah. So the state is going to stamp them with a diamond and the letters THC. So you'll know that they have the brownie or the cookie or whatever has marijuana. It's what an amazing statement that is.
Well, especially with chocolate bars and things of that nature, children could get their hands on it. And,
yeah,
you know,
well, that's why they're doing
you,
it.
You eat a marijuana-laced chocolate bar and you may have not you come ever? Back from Mars for 3 weeks.
Have you ever?
What, are you kidding me? I'm as pure as the driven snow. I don't even take it. No, that's none of your business. that's none of your business.
I'll take that as a yes, ladies and gentlemen. I'll take that as a yes. That's very okay.
I had edibles, but I didn't swallow
Even better. Thank you. 43 past the hour. The key to healthy blood flow is optimum blood flow. That seems like a radical statement, but it is. Nutrients that get into your organs and cells to help you stay healthy start with nitric oxide, which comes in the form of super beets. Super beets is the easiest way to get the natural dietary nitrates that you need. You take a scoop of it, put it in a 4-ounce glass of water or a smoothie or something. It'll help you be healthier because it supports your circulation, opens up the arteries, and gets the blood to your muscles, to your brain, all over your body. The step that you must begin with is calling 800-655-4183, and you'll be delivered a 4-month supply of this blood flow marvelous, this miracle. It's called Super Beats, 800-655-4183. It's all about blood flow. The blood flow to these areas makes them all healthier. You need to get the nutrients that are in the blood to every part of your body. That's why when you get it, it gives you the energy and it gives you the zest, the vitality for life. And the reason I wanted to tell the story is because I was just thinking about it with regard to marijuana and what that does. It slows you down. This stuff is a natural way to get yourself going. Dietary nitrates, super beets, N-O is what it's called, nitric oxide, and there are all kinds of other things that come along with it, relaxing, expanding the arteries, keeping your blood pressure where it is, killing bacteria and dangerous organisms in your body, creating cell-to-cell communication, wow, and it goes on from there. Call 800-655-4183 and get yourself in on the super beets action. Three months in the normal order, and you get a free 4th month, and you'll also get a copy of the book, Beat the Odds. Tells you the story about how the beets work in your system. It's an amazing thing. They grow the non-GMO beets, and after they do that, they cook them, and then they dry them, and they powder them, and that's what you get in the canister. And boy, what a feeling, and it's the natural high that you want, the energy that you want. A stamina that you want. 800-655-4183 for Super Beats, or buy them online at DougLikesBeats.com.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get long sleeve tees for her, just $6.99. Toddlers tops and bottoms, only $4.99. It's the lowest prices of the season at Kohl's. The big one bath towel is only $2.99. And select kitchen electrics are just $4.99 after mail-in rebate. Stock up, save big, and get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. It's the lowest prices of the season. Going on now at Kohl's. Select styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Staples has joined forces again with superstar Katy Perry to help teachers bring learning to life for students. Staples donated $1 million to DonorsChoose.org, a charity that has funded more than 700,000 classroom projects for teachers across the country. Artist Katy Perry talks about why she got involved.
I believe that education is the foundation for life. I really want to make sure that students across the country are inspired by their teachers and are afforded opportunity to realize their own dreams.
Fans can also enter the Staples for Students sweepstakes.
We are going to offer 5 lucky people a chance to win a trip to LA and a hangout with me at a winner's VIP celebration. And one grand prize winner will receive a life-changing $50,000 scholarship to help make their educational dreams come true. So please join me and my friends at Staples and DonorsChoose.org in supporting teachers and students. Together, we can make more happen in classrooms across the country.
To learn how you can donate or enter the sweepstakes, visit staplesforstudents.com.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Guys, we know you're ready for some new jeans this fall, and JCPenney's got you covered with great deals on your favorite pair of Levi's. Hurry in and find Guy's Levi's 514 straight fit jeans for only $34.99. That's the lowest price you'll see all season. Or starting Thursday, come in and get 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items throughout the store. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, valid 9/29 to 10/2. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. 20% offer subject to credit approval. Season refers to time period from 9/6 to 10/24. Check JCP.com or your Thursday newspaper for coupon and details. Offers and coupons do not apply.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
All right, we have 60 seconds, Michael. And in that time, I would like to just point out that Chelsea Clinton has taken a private jet to a clean energy summit. And the Trumpsters are all over that. That's the issue that'll blow up between now and Monday.
The nation will go down the drain.
Yes.
Because of Chelsea.
Yep, Chelsea Clinton. And he doesn't. He said he didn't want to bring up his the Bill Clinton stuff because it would embarrass her. And yet he's talked to everybody about it everywhere and brought it up. And I think that's just so foolish.
It's all foolish. It's all shallow. It's all trite.
It is. Yeah, yeah. It just is making something out of nothing. But that sort of thing I find just sort of interesting to talk about.
Good cap on the conversation.
Yes, it is a good cap on this conversation. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Check out the list and all the things going on there at talkers.com.
Yeah.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Countdown continues now with an overview of the legal aspects of some of the important stories, courtesy of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, a lawyer, college prof at Bentley University here in the Boston area, one of the leading experts on scams and identity theft. I thought we would start there, Michael, because October is National... What did I say, Michael? I did say Michael, didn't I? Michael and Steve, Steve and Michael. They're both the two peas in the pod because they both work together. Steve... All right, Steve, you okay? Yeah, I didn't defend you. Did he go away? He's not there.
No,
oh, there he is. Okay. Yeah.
There we go. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so Steve, it's National Cybersecurity Awareness Month.
Yes.
And this year's theme is our shared responsibility. And I wonder, as I look at all of these things, safety, security, your website, scamicide.com, is very important to this process because we've all become digital citizens and we all have become vulnerable. If there isn't a better example of it than last week's Yahoo 500 million strong break-in or breakthrough or whatever that was, I don't know what, you know, I don't know what better example you can come up with.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the data breach at Yahoo, 500 million people. And here's one of the things is that some of these data breaches go back. This one went back a couple of years. You may say, oh, I'm not using Yahoo now, but they still have your data. There was a massive data breach at MySpace. And a lot of people, well, I haven't used MySpace for years.
Right.
Well, guess what? If you ever did, your data is compromised, and becoming a victim of identity identity theft can be have serious repercussions as far as your finances. In medical identity theft, which is the biggest area of data breaches and information compromise, your medical records can get corrupted. You can even get the wrong blood transfusion. So anything that is done online can be turned into a data breach, a hack, a crime. And so that means, you know, all your business you do online, the Internet of Things, cars, our infrastructure here in the country. I'm glad October is a time when we're going to focus on this, because as individuals and as a country, we've got to do better.
Give us an overall or somewhat of a thumbnail sketch of what we need to know about the Internet of Things.
But, you know, more and more we're having smart devices, and it really helps. I mean, my car is connected to the Internet, and so if there's a problem with it, diagnostically, my car company can get in touch with me. We have wearables that will get medical information. We have Fitbits, you know. All kinds of tools that we have, our refrigerators. Our refrigerator can actually communicate and we can change aspects in it. It'll tell us when we're missing something. But the problem is all of these get in the connections. They can make other connections in your home. So your refrigerator can be an access to your modem, to your computer, and suddenly you can become a victim of a data breach because of a bad refrigerator.
Wow. Man, think about that. Okay, a couple of the legal ramifications of some of the stories this week. That New Jersey train crash, who gets sued in that?
Yeah, I mean, we're still looking, you know, at the facts there, but are the safety systems, the control systems, are they properly designed? Is there negligence on the part of the train companies? There's definitely going to be a lot of lawsuits involved with this. It does appear that the train was traveling at a very high rate of speed without even attempting to slow down. So there'll be issues of whoever was driving the train, was there negligence there? Was there negligence with the company? Was in the hiring? Was there negligence in what kind of systems they have for control? This one's going to be in court for a long time.
All right, let's see. Quickly, the situation with the override of the September 11th bill. Legally, President vetoes it, they override it, but legally, what can people really do?
You know, the thing is, people can really bring lawsuits now, or at least they can bring the lawsuits and find out was there connections between the Saudi government and the attacks on 9/11. And if there are, lawsuits can show it. Lawsuits can show it, and there are assets here in the United States that people could probably levy at. The main reason, and this didn't get a lot of play, that the president was so against this wasn't so much of protecting the Saudis, but protecting us, because we have troops in all over the world. We can get sued under the same theory, and we're not going to be able to protect ourselves.
Yeah. All right. That makes sense. Thank you. Good information. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the legal expert here on the Countdown, with an overview of a couple of the important things going on at the moment.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.